Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
All right, appreciate everybody being here, but not really being here. Zoom is a beautiful thing. No, I thought it was a good first scrimmage. You know, it's the earliest that I've had a team in spring practice, scrimmage, getting out there for practice five. You know, I thought it was a good opportunity for guys to see exactly, where they are with, no coaches, no extra assistants, having to go out there and communicate, operate, understand the play that you have, but also, the details and the fundamentals. And, for the most part, I thought the guys did a really good job of understanding the play. I thought it was a lot better than what I really expected, in the understanding of what to do. We've got to continue to improve on how to do it. And the techniques and the fundamentals, some things with our footwork, with our eyes, those are all things that get an opportunity to go and get better. But I thought there was really good plays. I thought the defense, was really good, for the majority of the scrimmage. I thought there was some speed and physicality that definitely showed up. Some impactful plays. Created a couple fumbles. You were able to see the talent and ability that I believe we have on that side of the ball. And I thought the offense did a good job of responding. We had some missed opportunities. Some throws we'd like to have back, but there were some missed opportunities where we had a chance to finish a play and didn't. There were some explosive moments. Malik Benson had a touchdown. Cam Davis had a touchdown. There were some guys that definitely showed up, and hadn't had some explosive plays. So I like what I'm seeing. I thought the newcomers did a good job. Landon Thomas showed up. Did some really good things. Jalen Lucas, got in space a couple times. I thought it was a good overall work day, for our guys and what we needed to do for scrimmage one. So with that, I'll take questions.
My first question is going to come from Tommy Meyer.
Hey, Coach.
with spring practice and in all the construction going on, have there been any challenges through scrimmage or through the practice? Have you noticed any challenges with all the construction going on?
No, I mean, there was, obviously there's just different elements of, but we had plenty of space and, I guess distractions with construction going on, but ultimately it was good to be able to get in the stadium and, for guys to be able to get work, out there on the field.
Hey, Mike, was wondering how much did you guys mix and match on the offensive line on the day and just in general, how did that group hold up?
No, I mean, I thought they did some good things. We tried to mix, quite a bit and, roll different personnel groupings, with the five. And that's something we try to do, regardless, just throughout the spring practice. I mean, you're going to see that, quite a bit. But, I thought they did a solid job. There were some plays that, obviously we got to be a lot cleaner just in our communication. I thought there, for the most part, there was a solid performance.
Obviously all the quarterbacks have looked good so far this spring, but DJ having so much experience, did that kind of give him, was that obvious going in the stadium, or did Brock kind of have that too since he's played in some games as well?
Well, I mean, you still look at, Brock does have a year within the system, and, there's, I would say that even right now, Brock has probably a little bit more confidence maybe in, some of the things that he's being asked to do, because we've thrown a lot in the installations in the first, 4 days. I think DJ's done really well in grasping that. I think he's done really well, his overall understanding, but now it's just repetition, and he needed a day like today. And there were some really good moments. There were some, some plays where resorted back to, maybe not the cleanest in his footwork or in his fundamentals, but that's what today's all about. It's to because they've been good. I mean, been really good those first 4 days. And I thought Brock had some good moments. He had some challenge times. I tell you, I thought Luke was, for our first scrimmage, I thought Luke was outstanding. We really gave him, his last couple of drives, and we tried to put it in his hand, let him kind of have to move the ball down the field. And I saw it as he got into the scrimmage, I thought he really did a nice job of being able to go and execute. So it was good for all those guys to have positive moments. But then, there was definitely some plays and things that we got to clean up when it comes to just, the finer details. And that will definitely come with more repetition.
And Mike, you talked about the plays on defense. I guess what role did the defensive line have, and maybe affecting the quarterbacks, affecting some of those throws you said they probably want back?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think you got guys. I know Pat had an early sack. You saw, Daryl Jackson definitely flashed. You saw Marvin Jones. Sione, Tommy, I mean, all those guys, I thought had good moments. Byron Turner, showed up. It's a mix. It's not just in the passing game, but I'm looking for, the impact in the run game. Being able to create penetration. There were some plays that got out on us, and I think the technique and fundamental elements of what we're doing to make sure we're keeping our eyes where they need to be. We'll be big, and be a big correction coming off of this practice. But I thought the defensive front did a really solid job.
You always talk about how you like seeing how newcomers, especially freshmen, respond that first time in Doak. How did that group beyond Luke, who you already talk about, how did they handle it?
I thought they did good. You got Luane McCoy made a couple really nice plays. I mentioned Landon, Cam Davis, looked like he definitely belonged out there. He was rolling with all the different groups. Had a couple of real explosive plays. So, I thought that was definitely good to see. Defensively, definitely some flashes, from guys there, not only in the defensive backfield, but also just throughout the defense. I thought for those young linebackers, for them to be able to get that speed work was good, and we'll get a chance to watch the film and really get a better sense of what that looked like. Ira, nobody can hear you, but we see your your mouth. Yeah.
First scrimmage of the spring. Sorry.
Did you do that on purpose?
No, I wish I could say I did.
Because that would have been really cool if you did.
Malik has been a guy that you've talked up off the field and in a lot of different ways. You know, just has he been everything you guys hoped he would be, or even more?
No, I mean, you know, we had big expectations. You know, when he came in, as somebody that we knew too, you know, in the previous part of the recruitment, you know, just a sense of who he is, the talent and ability that he had. You know, he did play, you know, a good amount. Maybe he didn't have the, you know, the catch production, but, you know, when you see talent and ability, you know, I felt that, it was something that we could continue to help, you know, him and, you know, provide opportunities to showcase that in a variety of ways. And, you know, he hasn't disappointed in any of those things. But, you know, I'm excited about that group. I think our receiver group, you know, they could definitely run. You know, there were some, you know, there were some big plays that they had out there. And, you know, I think he's definitely, you know, going to be a part of a lot of different things that we can do. And, you know, his speed, athletic ability, you know, he scored a touchdown on a, you know, really a short pass where he showcased his, you know, running ability after the catch, which I was really, really pleased to see.
Coach, with it being such an early scrimmage in the practice schedule, did you still have referees out there? And if yes, why? How do you think your team did with overall penalties?
Yeah, you know, we had ACC officials, and that was, you know, we've been having a big focus on cleaning up, you know, our hand placement and, you know, trying to do the best job possible of you know, eliminating, you know, any potential penalties. And there were a few that showed up today, and it was, you know, as technique, as fundamentals, you know, things that you got to continue to work and develop. But there, it wasn't, you know, I would say excessively sloppy. There were a few, you know, focus penalties or a few, you know, things that showed up. But, you know, for, you know, sometimes, you know, new guys coming in and, you know, experiencing different things, I thought they handled themselves pretty well. And, you know, obviously areas for improvement, but I thought they did a nice job.
You mentioned a couple fumbles, if I recall correctly. Was it a good example of guys jarring the ball loose, or was it bad ball security? I know it's always kind of a catch-22 with practice when it comes to those things.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was a first to start off with, you know, aggressiveness to the ball. And that's something that, you know, for us defensively, you know, we've been emphasizing as much as we probably ever have, just and try to incorporate that in all drills. You're trying to create more opportunities, and you see that showing up. And, you know, we were able to get a couple balls out, you know, which was definitely good to see. And, you know, I think, you know, even in times where the ball doesn't come out, you know, we're coaching the ball security element of it on offensively. We want it to be better. It's something we take a lot of pride in. And so, you know, an opportunity for offensive guys to grow, you know, coming out of the scrimmage.
Last one's gonna come from Kurt.
What did you see, I guess, from the linebacker group? It seems like a group with a lot of guys with something to prove this spring. And I guess we've talked a lot about the quarterbacks handling the headsets, but those guys, a lot of them are wearing headsets too. How is that working for them so far?
Well, you know, I mean, I thought DJ Lundy looked like, you know, we need him to look. I mean, he was flying all over the field, saw physical plays. You know, he was, you know, working in his communication. You know, I'm excited about that group. You know, I think you look at that next group of guys that are trying to really emerge and put themselves in position, whether it's, you know, Blake Nicholson, you know, Justin Cryer, you know, Sean Murphy. I mean, and then, you know, some of those, you know, the younger guys, whether it's DeMarco Ward or, you know, obviously, you know, Jaden and Tymir. I mean, that's a fun group to see compete because they are talented. They have ability. They can run. You know, it's just the finer details of the communication, the, you know, keeping their eyes where they're supposed to be. But you know, that group has been one of the, you know, I would say the pleasant surprises for me throughout, you know, these early practices, because you know their fits are, they're good with their fits. They're good with the communication. They're still working on some of the elements of the coverages, but that can all be expected there early. And but, you know, I would say that, you know, their progression is you're probably a little further ahead of where, you know, I might have even expected, you know, of where they are. And, you know, I'm excited about what that group's going to continue to develop to be.
All right, thank you, Coach.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach.